Okay, today is July 9th. It's the fifth Sunday after Pentecost, 2006.
All right, let's see. I just want to make a few comments, and we'll go into commentating on what the epistle and the gospel. We were talking about a frugality lesson at the table, remember? And about the bread, that was my daily reading today. About multiplying the 5,000 loaves, and our Lord says, take them up and put them in the baskets, lest they become lost. That was my daily reading. So God is confirming, always does. Well, we know this frugality is a very important thing, but we're not going to talk about that today. And also not wasting, you know. The other thing I want to talk about briefly, and then we're going to get back over to this, is what you were talking about when you're trying to evangelize that one non-Catholic, and when they bring up visions, such as Michael was behind me, or Mary appeared to me. The way we really got to deal with this, I think, the first approach, and you know, yeah, the first approach we have to do is look, be careful, the angel, as you told her, properly. We can't let them flatter themselves with believing that they're really God's really speaking to them, even though it could happen. I don't want to make a misunderstanding. God could talk to non-Catholics, and that's how he converts them many times. Abraham, he spoke to Abraham. So God, Mary, angels could appear to non-Catholics and work with them to bring them into the church. But more often than not, as we know, that's not the case. Most of the time, it's the devil appearing as an angel of light, pumping up their confidence in their false religious beliefs, making them believe that I'm nice and happy and God's confirming where I am. So the first thing we got to do when we hit people like that is, and you did it right, you hit them with the devil appears as an angel of light. We have to let them know, wait a second, be careful. The devil appears as Jesus, as Mary, as St. Michael. Galatians 1:8, St. Paul says, if anyone preach another gospel other than the gospel preaching the Olympian anthem, even if an angel from heaven should come and preach another gospel, even if an angel from heaven. So if they say, 9 times out of 10, and most of the time, and that's why I'm warning you, is the devil will appear himself and make you believe that you're blessed by God when you're really cursed, and even make you feel like you have some power over him when you have no power over him, to give you a false confidence in your false religion. That's the first attack we have to hit with him and say, and even if it was a legitimate vision, the only way that could be possible if God was moving you away from your false religions and into the truth. But we can't let them, we have to really scare them, rightly so, put the fear of God in them and say, be careful. Mm-hmm. Be careful, do not trust every vision. This most likely, because is from the devil. I'm not saying it happens in all cases, and he's trying to give you a false confidence in your false religion. You will go to hell where you are if these visions are not leading you into the Catholic Church, into the truth. They're from hell. Smite them. They even make you believe that you're working again a lot of this. Right. That's why I'm bringing it up. But
well,
the charismatics.
Right,
test the spirits. Right. Don't trust every spirit.
Exactly.
Discern the spirits.
Exactly.
So we have to memorize the discern the spirit quote. The devil appears as an angel of light. St. Paul said if an angel from heaven comes and preaches another gospel, don't listen to him. And then tell these people when it happens the next time, say, are you the God of the Catholic Church? Is the Catholic Church the true church? Answer me. Or invoke the name of Jesus again and discern. Because what's happening with most of these people is they get pumped up and feel real comfortable where they are because Michael appeared to me, Mary appeared to me. So therefore, I'm good. Yeah, but what did Mary say to you? If it's true Mary, she's going to be guiding you into the Catholic Church. So we have to shoot them down from these false visions. Beware of false visions. I tell you right now, if this vision confirms you in your false religion, we are not, it's from hell. It's not from God. Be careful, it's the devil. That's who you're dealing with here. You know, unless they're leading you into the Catholic Church. So that's the way we got to deal with them. On that issue with the non-Catholic visions, we have to really lay that in there heavy. And then say, if perchance it is from God, I'm not saying it can't happen, but that's why you're talking to me. It's going to lead you into the Catholic Church. Your vision has to confirm the truth and move you away from falsehood at some point in time. Because here are these people, the great saints, that weren't privileged to some of these visions, and these people are getting them all over the place. And if they're getting them all over the place, and it's not... Now, the one where she says, something in my heart told me to speak to Will, fine. God will do that. I mean, I know, I can tell you myself, when I was still my Catholic and God was working with me, I can go back right now and tell you. I can tell you times when I heard the good angel speak to me. I'll give you one example. When I was searching God and I was away from the church for a long time, right in the very beginning, I'm looking for a Bible. I picked up a Jehovah's Witness Bible to read. I didn't even know it was a Jehovah's Witness Bible. It's just to me, it's a Bible. I got it, here it is.
Yeah.
My good angel told me, don't read it. Just like that.
Really?
Clearly, don't read it, it's no good. I thought it was the devil. I said, you just get me not to read the Bible. For the first time in my life, I'm starting to read the Bible, and you don't want me to read the Bible. Well, I didn't listen. I'm reading the Jehovah's Witness Bible. Later on, I start to find out things in it. You know, I say, no, that ain't the true Bible. You know, and now looking back, and I'm saying, that really was the good angel.
Yeah.
Now, the bad angel could appear as an angel. I say, no, do read that Bible. It's good. But because I was debating Jehovah's Witnesses, too, because at that time, I thought they believed Jesus was God and the Holy Trinity. I didn't know. And then this little neighborhood kid came, and he says, no, Rich, he says, that's a Jehovah's Witness, Bob. They don't believe Jesus is God. Are you kidding me? They seemed to say it, because I wasn't reading all the scripture. He goes, well, go ask them. So I did, and I found out. I said, wow, these guys are bad. You know. Anyway, this is the whole road. I'm seeing the angel did speak to me.
Yeah.
Now I thought that was the bad angel. So non-Catholics do get visions and do get inspirations to a degree. I'm not denying that happens. But we have to. Our first approach is to say, be very careful, because a devil appears as an angel of light, and he can very easily be deceiving you. And if those visions are giving you a confidence that you're okay where you are and you don't got to become Catholic, you're out of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm here to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now if it's leading you, the one you had that said, go speak to Will, that was from God. You know, and then you did the right, as you had here. I'm just reconfirming how we have to more firmly say, okay, I know you're getting all these visions, but what was the end result of it? Eventually, they have to be leading you into the truth.
Except that's what I said. You have to base everything in light of the truth.
Right.
All your visions, you know what you have to say. And how do you base it on the truth? By what the church teaches.
Yeah, exactly.
The credibility of the Catholic Church, and you explain to her why the Catholic Church is the
right. Right, exactly. Good.
Like that.
Perfect. Because now you're lining her up a way to discern the spirit.
Exactly.
Because
right.
Charismatic people, especially, the devil is really loading them down with real visions and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really seeing things. You went, oh, this, they're seeing that, they're seeing this, you know. And we have to explain it to them the right way, guard them against the false visions, let them know that false visions do happen. And how would you know if the devil appeared to you as an angel of light or not? How do you know that was St. Michael? How do you know?
Right.
If he appears as an angel of light, that means he appears as St. Michael. Those are the kinds of ways we have to approach.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll develop a standard apologetical approach to these people.
Mm-hmm.
In which we could shoot down their confidence in these visions if they're false, because most of them are, and at the same time not totally remove the fact that they may be having visions,
mm-hmm.
good from God. Because
everyone,
as I just told you, would have to be, because there is always the good angel on your shoulder, as you always see in these things, inspiring you. And God could appear to non-Catholics, and God does. How else does God, even if he doesn't appear to them visibly, his grace is moving them. So God, how else does God get you into the church? And he could appear to anybody who's a non-Catholic. He can appear to the worst pagan. He could appear to Abraham Foxman tomorrow, the Blessed Mother. Now, the whole way to determine it, as you said, when we speak to him, how do you discern the spirits? Is the spirit moving you away from your false religion and into Catholicism? It's the end of it. Well, what do you mean? Okay, did Michael the Archangel appear to you when you were at one of your Indian powwows and they were smoking peace pipes and offering up prayers to their pagan god? And did Michael say he's pleased with that? Well, that's not Michael. That's a devil, you see. Galatians 1:8. Although we or an angel from heaven should come and preach another gospel, other than the gospel we preach unto you, must be anathema. That means I don't care how shining, spanking clean that apparition or vision looks. It could appear to be Jesus, Mary, Michael. If they are confirming you in your false religion and not moving you into true Catholicism, it is false. Rebuke it. Ask it if it supports the God of the Catholic Church. Rebuke it in the name of the Jesus of the Catholic Church. Test it, discern it, and to find out what they're teaching you. Because, let's just use common sense.
Mm-hmm.
If we took a couple of these people, and a lot of them are having these visions, some of them are having them, and they're worshiping the Indian Great Spirit in the heaven. The others are worshiping the New Age God. The others are worshiping Buddhists or Hindus or whatever they're doing. Now, each one could say, well, St. Michael appeared to me and said it's okay that I do these things. This is what's happening with these apostate apparitions from the false Mary of Medjugorje. She's saying everything's okay. How could Michael come and say that he's happy with the Great Spirit, the Hindu God, the Buddhist God, the Talmud, the Jewish God, and the Muslim God? Now, what's wrong with Michael? Is he schizophrenic?
Yeah.
Is he a liar? Okay, that's not the real St. Michael. And you can show all these people, and we're going to do this when I write on it. I want to get a testimony from all these people that are in this. They think it's all okay. Well, Michael appeared to me and confirmed me my new ageism. He confirmed me that I'm okay with Muslims, like Medjugorje does. Or he confirmed me that it's okay with the Talmud of Jews, that they're fine. Or the Great Spirit's fine. I say, well, okay, let's put logic here. Only one of them could be true, or none.
Mm-hmm.
But we know logically they can't all be true. How could St. Michael come and confirm one God, small g, and then confirm another God, small g, that contradicts that God? We ain't talking about something going on here, okay? And so we could get them to put, with God's grace, united with our preaching, because they have a law upon their heart and common sense and reason, they can sit back and say, there's something wrong. a false Michael has to either be appearing to all these people, or at least only one's getting the real Michael. So then that's going to get them back to say, how do we determine who the real Michael is? Because he all looks like an angel. Boy, he looks good to me. I mean, yeah. Devil appears an angel of light. Therefore, discern the spirits. The ultimate way is the truth. Okay, if the devil tells you to do, if it tells you to do something against the law upon your heart, get away from him. And he does, and if he confirms you in your false religion, get away from him. If he doesn't move you into Catholicism, the Catholic Church, the true Catholic Church, and your dogmas, get away from him. You know. And then my point was, when I'm looking back, I thought for the longest time that that was the devil telling me that don't read that Bible. It just, it was that clear. It was a voice just like that. It was one we're even here. It's the devil. I know what he's doing. For the first time in my life, I got a Bible, and I ordered it from one of these things. I didn't even know it was Jehovah's Witness. They don't. I got it in the box, and as I'm opening the box is when he told me. I was in my shop, in the optician shop, and it was where I got my mail. I went in the back, and I'm opening up the box. And as I'm taking it, don't read it. Don't read it. It's a false Bible. Don't read it. And I went like this. Ah, that's the devil. For the first time in my life, I'm reading the Bible, and he don't want me to read it. And I didn't listen. I went on reading the Jehovah's Witness Bible till that guy Louie came in, my little neighbor Louie. He's a young kid. And he comes in and says, Rich, that's a Jehovah's Witness Bible. So what does that mean? It's a Bible, ain't it? Yeah, they believe in Jesus and the Holy Trinity. You see, I'm coming from that. And he says, no, they don't. They don't believe Jesus. They don't believe Jesus is God. The very next day, I think, is 2 days. Within that week, I want to get a hold of some Jehovah's. And I seen them walking across the street. Come over here. And then we went. They didn't believe it was God. Wow. But I still didn't even reflect back on that thing. I went out and got another Bible. You know, it might have been the King James Version. I don't know. Better than the Jehovah Version. You know, but there's no Catholic Bibles. Who has Catholic Bibles in there anymore anyway? My family never had them. Anyway, it's a very big issue because this is very important. So we got to get people from these different religions and say, okay, now I've got your five different religions here. There really isn't. And each one says they have visions from heaven and that God's confirming them. But each one teaches something totally different about God. So how could the one God, if he's only one God in his one way, confirm five different beliefs? So this is the motive. This is the way we got to go into this. Because the devil is going to be manifest in all. He's already not going to. And they really are seeing things. I know. As I've seen these, I know what they're seeing. They are. It's true what they're seeing. We have to tell them what the truth of the matter is and how to discern the spirits. So this is another big project that we're going to have to work on. Okay, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.